Boys, why can't we date before marriage? Why can't you date before marriage? Okay. Well, let's think about this a little bit. What's the purpose of dating? You tell me, what is the purpose of dating? Why do people date? Sorry? To get to know them. Yeah, okay. Yeah, to get to know somebody. Okay. What else? What other reasons? Why do people date nowadays? Why do people date? To experience love. Okay, yep. What else?
You can date to marry.
To get, yeah. So, well, what about the wider society? What's the purpose of dating for them?
Okay.
Yeah. So I think you know, you're probably feeling shy to say it. So basically, we know that the purpose of dating for the wider society is that the culture in wider society is what you call hookup culture, right? It's basically you go out with somebody, you have a nice night out, and you sleep with them. Yeah, let's be honest. Yeah, that's what it is. And that's the way that you experience whether you like that person or not. And if you don't like them, you'll probably drop them and you'll move on to the next person. But if you do, you might stay with them for a bit, but you're not going to really commit to it because that's, you know, commitment isn't really something that people do nowadays. And you're just going to wait till the next better looking person comes along, right? That's basically what happens in society. What I call try before you buy, right? It's called the try before you buy. So you feel like you're going to try somebody out before you commit to them, right? So, you see, that's why looks and having an intimate relationship with someone and all that is important in that situation. Because the end result, what is the aim? What's the end result? What are they trying to get? It's pleasure, right? It's pleasure, and it's a temporary type of pleasure. Just want to get temporary pleasure. That's one aspect. Another aspect is people have grown up not knowing what love is. People don't know what love is. They think love is this kind of feeling that you have, right? That just comes over you and then just overwhelms you. And that's what love is, and that's how it should feel. And if you feel like that about somebody, that's true love. But that's something that they've been sold through Hollywood, which isn't actually real. Because when they go out in the world and actually experience it, what happens?
Heartbreak.
A lot of heartbreak, a lot of disappointment, right? Statistically, women really want to get married in society, even non-Muslim women. They want to be married. They want to commit. They want somebody to commit to them. And men statistically run away from marriage. Why do you think that would be?
Because they have to like commit to doing this for like the rest of their life and getting something with it.
Right, so there's like a bigger impact on women, isn't there? There's a bigger effect on women from having an intimate relationship with somebody than there is for a man. Because apart from emotionally, right, physically, the potential is always there for them to get pregnant. Yeah, that's the reality. So women, naturally, it's in our nature that we would like somebody not to just use us, right? Because that's what's happening, yeah? Not just use us and drop us when they see the next person who they like, but to actually commit. To look at you and say, you're so valuable that I am going to commit to you. That's real value. That's real love. That's real security. Right?